The rock band Cheap Trick had a string of pop rock hit singles in the late 70s, such as I Want You to Want Me and Dream Police. These days, the band is probably best known for singing the opening theme song In the Street for the sitcom That 70s Show. But rock critic Ken Tucker says the band's new album Rockford is a startling surprise, the same old sound made fresh.
Because the genre known as pop rock relies for its fuel on the hot blood of adolescence, it's rare for a band of middle-agers to musically recapture their youth. For evidence, I'd point you away from recent releases by Big Star and the so-called New Cars. Most of the time, it's better for musicians to just grow up and craft songs that mean something to their adulthood, to grow up or go away. But if I say that Cheap Trick has achieved a state of arrested development, I mean it as a compliment. Or more honestly, a statement of wonder. I mean, they've been trying to make a decent comeback record for the past 10 years. Where did a new song as good as this come from? This is Cheap Trick in its most familiar lineup. Guitarist Rick Nielsen, singer Robin Zander, bassist Tom Peterson, drummer Bun E. Carlos. One thing the band has going for it is that it's always been a goof, a put-on of a pop rock band acting like a hard rock band. Whether you looked at Zander's poofy hairdo or Nielsen's ridiculously big baseball cap or winced at Bun E. Carlos's silly stage name. His real name is Brad Carlson. There was an element of instant or freeze-dried nostalgia hovering over the band from its beginnings in Rockford, Illinois in 1973. They immediately gave into, and therefore transcended, the exaggerated gestures and bombastic excesses demanded of rock acts that played big stadiums in the late 70s. A song on the new album seems to address their past and present in an oblique way.
Since
This Time We Got It works as both a song about a romantic couple working through its difficulties and as an assertion that this time around, Cheap Trick has its act together again at least one more time. They tried to assure that this album, Rockford, got a commercial boost by collaborating with professional hitmaker Linda Perry, who's worked with everyone from Courtney Love to Pink, on one song here, Perfect Stranger. But that tune is so generic, it doesn't even merit playing. Overall, Rockford has its share of flimsy songs, but you don't hold those against them. They just give you a chance to catch your breath before another good one comes around, and to laugh and marvel at the life in this music. And talk about having cheerfully pointless hip cred. They wrote and performed the theme song for Comedy Central's The Colbert Report. For a bunch of cynical old tarts, these guys are, on their own terms, the real thing. Sellouts who deserve to sell out stadiums and record stores.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Rockford by Cheap Trick.